The Cat Dancers by P.T. Dudeman. Chapter 1. Inch by meticulous inch, he slides down the 10.5-millimeter rope, twisting and releasing the figure-eight descender in tiny, silent increments. He is sitting on a trapeze bar, which, in turn, is suspended from the rappelling device. Every time he twists the ring, the bar descends a few inches. He wears a webbed climbing harness around his chest, which allows him to lean back from the rope as he goes down. His face is now only a foot away from the granite overhang. He reaches out to touch the rock, but gently, so as not to induce a spin on the rope. The mountain air is clear and cold, with only a hint of a dawn breeze, enough to mask small sounds, but not enough to disturb his body as he slips down the rope. He's already come down 60 feet from the anchor point up above the overhanging bulge, and he's now at the closest point to the rock face. 10 more feet down, and the cliff curves back in to become a sheer wall that descends into the morning mists above the river. It is just past morning twilight, that time of suspended animation when darkness retreats, but then seems to make a comeback even as the stars begin to lose their definition. He can't be certain, but the cat should be back in its lair by now. 2 hours ago, he had heard her shrieking attack on some desperately scrambling prey animal, whose ensuing death squeals punctured the mountain darkness like a hot knife, followed by a momentary silencing of all other forest sounds. If she held to pattern, she'd quickly consume the soft parts, hide the carcass, and take a part of it back to the den for her cubs. He felt like he knew her, her habits, all her mysterious moves. He should. He had been tracking and watching her for 10 days and nights.